previously on Never Say Never. Oh, no. Girlfriend. Why are you back? If you don't leave, you do not want to know what I am going to do and what I am capable of. What you saw in the bedroom was nothing compared to what I will do to you next if you don't run out that door right now. Oh, little lamb, you're not moving. Where are you going? Yes, run to your tied-up boyfriend. Ooh. He can't protect you. But yes, in case you were worried, he's still alive. But you, on the other hand, I don't see you being alive for very long. I can play fair, so this is your last chance. Get out or perish. Well. Oh, did he just call you Jill? Well, Jill, consider yourself my freshest kill. Oh, what are you upset about? You've got me. You don't need her. But if it would make you feel better, I can place her head on the nightstand next to you so you can look at your dearest. No? Well, I guess you don't have strong feelings for her after all, now do you? Oh, think fast. I wasn't gonna throw her head at you, don't worry. I'm not a total monster. Oh, you. Ugh, the crying, really? Over her? A silly, stupid, mortal woman? Darling, you have me now. What do you need her for? Remember, I can do things she could never do. Like in the bedroom? Oh, I'll give you some space so you can cry it out. Now, Jill, or, well, I guess I should say Tinkerbell. How do you like your new outfit? You are a spitting image of her. When you fit so nicely in that jar. Just so adorable. I have a Tinkerbell of my very own. I have a surprise for you. So, I've been watching more Tinkerbell, and I learned her favorite food is pumpkin muffins. So what do you think I made for you? Can you guess? Can you smell it? Yes, pumpkin muffins. So, let me put a crumb inside this little hole that I have here for you to breathe. And that should be a whole meal for you. Oh, but I have another surprise too. Not only do I have your favorite food, but I also have your favorite drink. Hot chamomile tea. So what I will do is I'm going to go fill up this thimble and put it in your jar. Just drink it like a kitty cat would. Ugh, your boyfriend is still grieving over you. But I just haven't the heart to tell him that you're alive. Because I haven't a heart. I crack myself up. I don't know how he hasn't learned by now that I can create all kinds of illusions. I have been watching more TV, and I learned more about Halloween. I was thinking, what if I took your decapitated head and I put a candle in it? That would be so spooky. Well, for your boyfriend, anyway. Well, it's something to consider. I was thinking we should go pay your little boyfriend a visit. Sorry, wait, did I say your little boyfriend? I meant my boyfriend. So let me know when you're done eating, okay, Tink? It appears that he's sleeping, so I am just going to put your jar right over here so you will have a good view of your boyfriend. Oh, my boyfriend. Oh, I wish I could keep you even closer to me than that. Well, we'll have a good time later. We can watch some more of our favorite little fairy after this. Honey? Wake up! Wake up! I think she's gone! Honey? Oh, just kidding. It's me. Jill's dead. Still. But Hal is my favorite human. And, well, the only human that I like. You know, I have missed you. But I can't spend all day with you. I mean, you don't even have a TV in your room. Oh, maybe we can bring the TV in. And then we can watch Tinkerbell together. Ooh, we should really look into that. Speaking of the television, I have a joke for you. Do you have any fairy in you? Would you like some? Wait, I don't think that's quite how it goes. I think that's only if I'm a male fairy. I don't think that works if I'm a female. Oh, just suck my finger. Open up and suck it. That does feel good. I learned that one while watching a different show. But enough about the television. This is our time together. How are you doing, my darling? How can you be miserable? You're surrounded by everything you love, all of these things, this clutter. It's all around you. How can you be upset? You're in your own house. I'm not torturing you with anything. I think Adora knows what will make you all better. You need some love, and I am going to give it to you. Ooh, biting my lip. I didn't realize we got to that level of passion yet. I can do better. I drew some blood on your lip. Do you want to one-up me now? Oh, I thought we were just having fun. Ever since killing Jill, I've been thinking about how fragile the human body is, how easily it breaks, how easily a knife can cut through bone. And that's why I've been thinking that I need to be gentler with you. I don't want anything to happen. Every minute that goes by, I just find myself loving you more and more. Realizing that I am your girlfriend now. I feel like I just have this responsibility to take care of you, to love you like crazy. And I do. And I'm going to take that responsibility very, very seriously. So from now on, I am done with rough sex. I want to make passionate love to you because I do love you. What does that look all about? Why are you looking at me like that? I will prove to you how much I love you. I will show you, and then you will start loving me back. You will feel my love, and it'll bring you happiness. That's what you need. You just need love. Oh, that sounds like something Tinkerbell would say. And this, your dick, I love your dick. I am going to treat it as if it is a precious diamond. I'm going to worship it. I just want to be so delicate with this wonder. I promise I am going to worship every inch of you from now on. While I do this, I want you to suck my finger some more. Open your mouth. Now I just want to devour this sweet, sweet mouth of yours. I really do love you. Darling, I must have you now. This is what love feels like. There definitely is a difference between just making love and fucking, and I get it now. I get it. My darling. Please, tell me you love me too. You have this beautiful, ethereal being here, telling you how much she adores you. Don't you adore me? Oh, come on, not even a little. Well, I know I can change your mind with my love, my passionate love. Oh, you don't know what I've been feeling. It's this new feeling that I've had. I can't explain it. It just warms my body. Oh, every time I think about you, I smile. Me? Oh. I never thought I would be one to fall in love with a human. Oh, fairies, they're such beautiful beings. The most beautiful beings you will ever see, mind you. And here I am, falling in love with a human. That has got to be enough to make you love me somewhat. Knowing I would give up a life with such a beautiful creature for you. Now, you are quite handsome. The most handsome human I've ever seen. But you are worth giving up everything for. Yes, you are. Okay. I've been trying to just make love to you, and I really do want to take such good care of you and be so tender. Oh, that word, tender. But I just have to do this once. Just once. Oh, yes, okay. Ooh, I had to get that out of my system. It felt good. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let it sink in. Let it permeate every cell in your body. Oh, I am going to love you more than that Jill ever loved you. Yes, I will. Just don't think about the fact that she's dead, okay? Oh, why did I even have to mention that? Oh, sorry. But just a reminder that she's gone. You have me now. Just me. Just Adora to take care of you. It's now my job. You only have me in the entire world. And I'm the only person who will ever love you. Just me. Just Adora. Just me. You are going to fall in love with me. And I will be all that you think about. Did you enjoy making love? Oh, you probably did that all the time with your vanilla girlfriend. Oh, sorry to bring her up again. Ooh. Oh, Tinkerbell, I have another surprise for you. You have officially been my little Tinkerbell for a month now. To celebrate, I was thinking that I would let you play with your twin sister for the day. So here is Periwinkle. Have fun playing, girls. I am going to go bring my boyfriend. Oh, my boyfriend. I love the sound of that. Lunch. I hope you're hungry. I made a very special lunch. It's to celebrate our month anniversary. All right, well, I'll let you eat. You don't want me to go. You want me to stay. Well, that's the first time you've said that to me. Sure, my love. Sure, yes, of course, I'll stay. Darling, I stayed by your side the entire night, watching you sleep every minute. You just smiled. Oh. You know what? I think it is time to let you out of this bed. Yes, yes. You are free. Oh, but just one little thing. For now, you can't leave your room. No matter how hard you try, it will be impossible for you to cross the threshold. I'm sure you understand. Oh, I must go check on Tinkerbell. She is our new dog. We have a dog now. Oh, Tinkerbell. Oh, that's right. Periwinkle is still here. Sorry, you were only supposed to have her for the day yesterday, so I do have to take her for now. But I've got a special surprise for you. I am going to take off the lid of your jar. You are free to look up at the ceiling if you would like. Unfortunately, you will not be able to go past the top of the jar, but I'm sure you understand. I am feeling the best that I've ever felt in my entire life. I like caring about things and being a giving person. I think this is the nicest I've ever been before. I am really starting to take on the Tinkerbell spirit. We're basically like twins. And now I am off to make you some more pumpkin muffins. Oh, I just adore you, Tinkerbell. I think today is going to be a very, very good day.